Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
General Flynn is a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media, as I call it, the fake media in many cases. Things are being leaked. It's criminal action, and it's been going on for a long time before me. And people are trying to cover up for a terrible loss that the Democrats had under Hillary Clinton.
Bigly. He's bigly nice. That right there, Trump talking about General Flynn, who is out. Why is it a big deal? It really isn't. I mean, let's be honest. I don't think anything untoward would happen. I do not believe he broke any crimes. I think he was a little eager and anxious to get into the position. And he prematurely national security'd it. And that's not that was not a good situation. So he's gone. Get in front of it. Blah, 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 blah. I did say, though, the other day, and then I didn't – nobody touched on it because, I don't know, maybe I'm just weird or I just look at things in a much different way, which I think is probably that, a little bit of both, is you embarrassed your vice president, somewhat neutered. Now leaks are coming out. Again, how you treat people underneath you, and in a situation like this, you treat people great, they remember that. You go to a restaurant, guy comes over, gives you chips and salsa, you know, pours water in there. You slide him a few bucks, he'll come back on numerous occasions and take care of you. Make sure that your stuff is taken care of. Can I get you anything else? Even though he's not your waiter, right? They're just there bussing and doing all those kind of things. They remember that. They remember that. You look back in history. Perfect example is Jesse James. All right, let's go way back. Robin Hood, or the person that was originally Robin Hood. But you go way back and you look at history and you look how they treated people along the way. The little people. You know what happens? They button their lips. They're not telling people which way is up or down. Which way did Jesse James go? I think he went that way. Okay, when he went that way. You said left. He really went right. You said south, he went north. They had friends. How are leaks happening? People feel discombobulated. People are confused. They're probably not being treated extremely well. Leaks happen. Intelligence leaks, you've insulted them. Leaks happen. Nobody's going to want to protect you if you insult them. Nobody's going to want to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to protect you if you're going to insult me. And that's very, very true. Treat people right. They remember it. They protect you. Something that can be learned from this administration right now. I want President Trump to succeed. I want him to bring an air of confidence and a feeling that America is what we always thought America was. And maybe we wouldn't say it enough. Maybe we wouldn't think it enough. Maybe we've struggled over the last few years. Maybe we've been challenged on who we are because we have divisiveness in this country. I want to see him succeed. And there will be some missteps along the way. Every president has missteps. But the best thing you can do is button things up. Treat it like a locker room. It stays in-house. The intelligent community, you insult them. That's why stuff gets out, people. That's why stuff gets out. You tell them you know more than they do. I'll show you. I'll show you. Oh, yeah, I will. I'm going to show you right now. Button it up. Run it like a business. Run it like a business. And right now, the way this business is and the way he's running it, it's much different than what he's used to. Sure, he has board members, but in the end, he's the king. Sure, he has other management positions, but in the end, the buck stops with him. Sure, he has a lot of people that give him advice or that he seeks counsel for, but the buck stops with them because they all have a paycheck that is signed by that guy. It's different here. Everybody's in it for themselves in a lot of ways. And you've neutered your vice president, and he's not happy about it. That is something to think about. Look, vice presidents are like kids, right? Remember when you were younger, your grandparents, your mother, what was it? Kids are to be seen, they're not to be heard. Well, he's upset. And you don't want that. You're less than a month into your presidency, and you've already got your vice president feeling like he's been usurped and that the likes of Bannon and Flynn are more important to you than him. And that may be true, but the optics aren't good for America because people are worried about the likes of Bannon, even people on the right. Andrew Putzner, or Puzder, we'll call him the Puzz. He was supposed to be labor secretary. He's dropped out. Reason being? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but the big reason is he hired somebody that was not supposed to be here and then they paid him for 5 years and didn't report her taxes. That's really what it's about. That'll get you every time. That undocumented house worker will get you every single...
No, me no have taxes paid for, you know. You go to jail, no, but you no be labor secretary. No.
He is the CEO of Hardee's and Carl's Jr. I think I interviewed him a few years ago when I was in San Antonio at KTSA. And I interviewed him talking about, you know, why they had moved all their headquarters to Texas as opposed to staying in California. And he talked about that. Seemed like a good guy. You know, I mean, he's got a good background. But a lot of people were upset because here was a guy who was. And remember, the left is pushing. They want somebody who's pro-labor. This guy is pro-business, which means being pro-business isn't always pro-labor. And every one of us has hired somebody illegally. And it may not be somebody who's here illegally. So, just goes to show you the craziness of it all, right? Like, you hired somebody, and you didn't pay their taxes. That's what I always tell everybody. When people freak out about, well, illegal immigration, they do this, they do that. You know what it is? They don't pay him $3 a week, right? Like, Consuela's not getting $3. No, $3 a week. She's getting, you know, $10 an hour, $15 an hour. The difference is I don't have to pay insurance or taxes. That's what it's about. There's no trail anywhere. That's the stuff. All that regulation. All that crap that drives people crazy.
No, me no want to be here.
Somebody's going to be like, that is the most offensive thing ever. So, boom, gone. This is the first to fall, and he is out. He said, after careful consideration and discussion with my family, I'm withdrawing my nomination for Secretary of Labor. First, I am honored to have been considered by President Donald Trump in the Department of Labor and put America's workers and businesses back on a path to sustainability and prosperity. I also thank my family and my many supporters, employees, businesses, friends, and people who have voiced their praise, hopeful optimism, for the policies and the new thinking of what I've brought to America as Secretary of Labor. While I won't be serving in the administration, I fully support the president and his highly qualified team.
No.
What really started to happen today is Republicans were coming out and they're like, yeah, we can't do this. Sorry, we can't. We can't get behind this guy. And it wasn't like DeVos where there was one or two. It was rumblings of 5 and 10, and you're just not going to get it done. You're not. The left got a victory, but now what? Remember what you wish for, people, because you never know what the guy behind may be like. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. A little what's next. For businesses and activism, and how they don't always go together, and the fear of even being somewhat associated with this president or having some sort of like-minded vision that the president shares and what it could cost you business-wise. That's what's next. Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see, what's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
We live in a world where politics and business are now intertwined more so than ever before. Usually you cozied up with politicians, didn't matter what side of the aisle is. Because whoever was in power, you gave to them because you wanted to curry favor with them. Trump talked about it on his run-up to the presidency, that on numerous occasions he gave to Democrats. Why is that? Because if he ever needed them, he wanted to make a phone call. He gave to Republicans because why? Hey, one day they may be in power and I'll need a phone call. I'll need something done. Boop, they're going to pick up the phone. Why is that? Because I give money. That used to be the relationship with business and politics. There is a new relationship with business and politics. That is the activist side of business. What's next for business and politics merging together on this side is scary if you're a business person. You want Donald Trump to be a success, and you want him to be a pro-business, less government kind of person. Somebody who is going to lead an administration and a government that will slash taxes, that will slow and eliminate many useless regulations, that will be pro-American worker and pro you being a success and helping you along the way by getting out of your way. The problem is, he's bad optics. Being around him ain't a good thing. There's a new study out that essentially says there is a boycott culture, and by the way, it works. The impact of boycotts is being felt a long way from boycotts locally. Case in point, Sacramento, California. Guy has a small brewery, you know, one of those places where you go. It's a microbrew. You get a burger, get some, you know, watch some TV. He makes a bunch of, brews, different kinds of beers, kind of good local place. He says something that people feel is rude and is horrible about the Women's March. And he is destroyed locally to the point where he may not survive business-wise. Not only because of his thought process, but because he's associated with the Donald and the Republican Party, which is a party of hate, which is a party of misogyny, which is a party of homophobic thoughts and oh my God, the racism and boycott. I'm not a boycott guy. But what's next can be scary. In fact, the Under Armour CEO, a guy who has lots of money, Kevin Plank, who has lots of big stars on the Under Armour and under the Under Armour banner, had to take out an open letter in Baltimore on the Baltimore Sun to talk about and re-clarify what he said when he answered a question that people misconstrued a different way. All because he is and hopes that Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is a success because of his pro-business stance and that it's good for the country. He is being destroyed, not only by people outside of it, but also inside of his organization. The likes of Steph Curry, The Rock, ballerina Misty Copeland. The Rock called his words divisive. Boycotts are real, and the left loves to do it. The right doesn't. Let's be real. The right isn't like the left when it comes to boycotts because the right doesn't get ginned up enough. They don't care. But just to give you a feeling and an understanding, they talked to about 1,000 executives in big companies and their fear of boycotts or not. And this is some of this is the things that should scare you, especially if you're a business or a corporation that likes Trump and his pro-business stance. Consumers feel that sharing information about company with others does some harm, if need be, boycott-wise. About 60% feel that it does some. Over 70-plus percent of the executives think that. Buying or boycotting a product or service, does it have an impact? About 50% says the consumers. Almost 65% of the executives fear that and think it does have an impact. That right there shows you that there's a fear factor out there. Just being lumped in to this president's administration as far as, I love the fact that he's pro-business, will get you hammered. It will. It will. Think about the guy from Uber, right? Was going to be on the business panel. His people complained, so he pulled out. That's no way to run a country, and that's sure in the hell no way to run a business. The only way that this is going to stop happening is when businesses stop letting people do this. And why this is a scary precedent is, like everything else, you see what's going on in college campuses right now with the whining and the moaning and the screaming and the yelling and the shutting downs of the likes of Milo and Gavin McGinnis and everybody else who has a different thought process. Well, all of a sudden now, you're going to start giving in to people. And once you start doing that, like a child, when you give in to a child, that child will come back over and over again. And then you start to do your business and your model around a smaller group of people so you don't fear their wrath. That is not success for business. That is a recipe for disaster. So be careful to give in too soon, because it's going to cost you in the long run. There might be some short-term pain, but if you hold out, there'll be long-term gain. But it's going to hurt everybody consumer-wise if you give in to people who act like children. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chadatchadbensonshow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We got some Obamacare news. Also, we're living shorter. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
We'll stay together. I guess things could be much worse.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Misleading headline of the day. Congress blocks rule barring mentally impaired from guns. Dun, 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 dun. Misleading headline. Trump can take something out of this and his travel moratorium. And I'll tell you what that is. It is very much a misleading headline. So Congress blocked a rule that would have essentially barred people who had a mental illness from owning guns. Seems like that's a stupid thing, right? The mentally ill shouldn't have. The problem is there's no specifics on who they decide to say is mentally ill. Even the ACLU is like, hey, this thing's pretty damn broad. This is not a good thing. Not only did the NRA fight this, but so did many disability groups and advocates across the country because of the broadness of it. Who gets to decide what? I was depressed 10 years ago. Mentally ill, taking your gun away. Of course we don't want the mentally ill to get a gun. But the misleading headline is Congress is evil and wants crazy people to have guns and they're going to come to your house and do stuff to you. It's essentially what they're saying. Which is baloney.
Is it baloney, Chad?
It is. Weird voice guy. But that's, again, what the media does. You write a headline depending on how you want it to read. I could have written this headline is a win for disability and people who've been treated for mental illness. Changes the whole thing, right? Oh, yeah, that totally does. Exactly. It's about specifics. It's about specifics. And that's why, like, the travel ban thing or whatever. The, you know, travel ban, Muslim ban, travel moratorium. Ooh, well, that sounds different. Exactly. Misleading headlines, depending on how you want to skew it and how you want people to look at it. But when you get down into the nitty-gritty and you look at this and you say, well, of course, you ask anybody who owns a gun, you ask anybody who is a Second Amendment rights believer, you ask any politician, Republican or Democrat, do you think people who are mentally deranged, who have shown, you know, perpetuance for violence, hear voices, things like, should they have a gun? No. But somebody who is maybe had issues in the past with depression? Somebody who, you know, some of the things they talked about here is there are people out there, you know, there's a difference between, you know, people who've had issues and people who are seriously mentally ill. And who gets to decide what, when, how, and why somebody is mentally ill? The ACLU said the rule advanced a harmful stereotype that people with mental disabilities, a vast and diverse group of citizens, are violent. More than a dozen advocacy groups for the disabled also opposed the Obama administration regulation. The NAACP said the heartless resolution puts most vulnerable Americans at risk. That was Dan Gross, I mean, of the Brady campaign, which is not true. It doesn't. Yes, nobody wants people who are mentally ill to have firearms. But what is mental illness, and how are you going to decide what mental illness is? I'm curious. Like, who gets to decide what? Like, you over there, you're mentally ill. Well, why? Well, because a few years ago, you went and saw a doctor because you were having, you know, depressive thoughts. And yeah, but that was a few years ago. I'm fine now. And it was no more than anybody else probably goes through their lifetime. Bam. Change the headline. Change the story. Well, Chad, you are funny. Obamacare. It's on its death knell. According to the CEO of Aetna, Humana announced today that 2018 is it. They're done next year. Whoop. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Aetna saying they're bouncing out. So you're already starting to see this. They said the death spiral is here. Take away the repeal and replace. There was going to have to be some sort of replacement at the rate it's going. The Republicans are coming out, and they are saying, we got something. Super secret. And they're leaking some of it. One of which is one we've talked about, which is competition, essentially getting rid of the borders as far as states go and allowing you to go across those borders and search for a better low-cost insurance that fits your needs. Taking out some of the specificities inside there, i.e., if you're a 27-year-old man, you do not need maternity coverage because you're not going to have a child, right? You're a 57-year-old woman who's had a hysterectomy. You do not need maternity coverage. They're also talking about keeping in the pre-existing condition. Absolutely. But with one caveat, you must be continuously insured. I think they'll figure out a way around that, but I understand what they're trying to do. I understand what they're trying to do. The insurance companies, who thought this would be a boondoggle, this has cost them because the healthy didn't sign up and the sick did. They thought everybody would, but everybody looked at the price because the insurance companies knew once you force everybody to sign up, the sick were going to sign up. So we need for every one sick person, we're going to need a whole bunch of healthy people to offset that. The problem is they looked at it and said, well, that sick person is going to cost this much a month. And the healthy people are going, I don't want to pay that much a month. I'll pay this stupid $600 fine or $50 fine or $100 fine, which the IRS now is taking, they're taking your tax. You know, you send off all your tax info and everything, and they're taking it without you checking it. Do you have insurance or don't you have insurance? They're not looking at that now. I don't think they're going to enforce it. I think it's going to eventually become like, do you remember the all the lawsuits from the cameras? You know, the speed cameras everywhere where people are just like, screw it, I'm not paying it. I think it's going to eventually go that way. But they did have a long time to get this up and running. And they should have been a little bit more forward thinking. I'd like to hear more from them, but I don't know if we're going to get more from them anytime soon. And it is going to take a while for this thing to happen. But at the rate, here's the thing, they may be forced to roll something out faster at the rate this thing's imploding. Has anybody thought of that? Like, this thing may just, and we may be SOL. Like, it just died. It's just horrible. Just death. We're living shorter. That's right. We're living shorter. Can you live shorter? I guess we're dying earlier. Again, different headlines. Different headlines. We're living shorter. We are dying sooner. Normally you hear we're living longer. But now we are dying sooner. But it's only 1%, right? It's not like everybody's like, oh my God, we're dying sooner. This is it. Finally, it's starting to go south. It's only a 1% dip in the length of life that you will have. Maybe everybody took our thing, producer Phil, when we talked about, would you like to live forever and never eat bacon? Or would you like to live to like 76 and have a good life, but eat bacon? People are like, give me bacon. Because life without bacon seems like forever. Seems like it. But we're not dying any sooner. 1% makes it seem like something massive. Oh my God, we're going to live a lot longer, especially as we become droids. Here's a question for you. I think it was Elon Musk said, you know what? You better get used to it because sooner rather than later, we're going to be chipped and we're going to have things in our bodies that are man-made. And we're not talking about you broke your arm and they put a rod in there. We're talking about stuff implanted in you that is this technology. Imagine having this. This is something I think will happen in the next decade. You know how they have cars that are so advanced now? It's like long gone are the days where you can go fix your own car. You don't have the computer. But then they go and they just plug that thing in and it diagnoses you. That's going to be the first thing that we see, I bet, is we're going to get something implanted in us. And then once every 6 months, we're going to go in for a checkup. And that checkup is going to be instantaneous because we're going to have a read instantly of all of your vitals, everything, your heart. And it'll probably have a year's worth of since your last checkup. And maybe through the year, it'll say, hey, your blood pressure is great. Keep up doing what you're doing. Or, hey, you know what? You've put on 10 pounds there and your blood pressure spiked a little bit. Or, hey, you're becoming a giant fatty and you need to not eat so much cake. But that's going to happen. Here's the question. Would you want that? Would you be open if I told you today I can implant with you with something? Like we could put an implant in your brain that it's going to give you double the intelligence you are right now, right? So if you got a 50 IQ, you're going to have 100. If you have 100 IQ, you're going to have a 200 IQ. If you have 150, you know, and so on and so on. So we're going to give you double the intelligence. You'll instantaneously speak another language and we'll be able to get all of your medical information. Boom, like that. How'd that make you feel? Would you do it? I know there's a lot of people that are fringe and they're, oh my God, it's no way, government's bad. But would you? That's a good question right there. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Call the program, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Would you do that? Would you like that? Are you willing to become Mandroid or Womdroid? I like Mandroid. That is a great name. Oh, dude. That is awesome. That's a great rap name. Here comes Mandroid. What up, Holmes? It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all?
say what? Getting several text messages about would you allow them, medical world, the powers that be, to implant something in your body that would be there 24/7, probably in your brain, that can run diagnosis instantaneously on your body. Going in for checkups would be just like plugging in. And on top of that, it would boost your intelligence, maybe even double your intelligence, help you live a healthier, smarter lifestyle. Would you do that? A lot of people are texting in and said, hell yeah, I would. Texter writes in, I'm 55 years old and would do it today. Yes, Chip, please. It's going to happen. You can't stop it. Technology is here. We're essentially going to merge with technology. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. We also have a couple polls up at the old Twitter. That's at Chad Benson Show for those of you who are not paying attention and now are paying attention. First poll is, can Trump make headway in the Israel-Palestine conflict with Bibi Netanyahu today? It's 50-50 right now. Yes and no. And the other one is, the way the White House has handled things the first month, a sign of things to come or just first month bugs? 9, yes, it's a bad sign. 52% says no, it'll be fine. 39% says it's going to be a mixed bag. And I aim to think it's going to be a mixed bag. I really, 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 really do. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Last night, Westminster Dog Show wrapped up. Once again, I did not win because I was not involved in it. Did you see the bikinis? They had a bikini contest there. They did not, Chad. The winner of it all, though, baby, was Rumor. Boom! He's a German Shepherd. Won Best in Show. Only the second time in the 141-year history of the Westminster Kennel Club show at Madison Square Garden that a German Shepherd has won. Check out the names of some of these animals. Dagwood's Delight. That's a Norwegian elk hound known as Duffy. That was the best hound. Rumor has it 5. Kenlin, a female German Shepherd known as Rumor, that's the full name, though. Speak of the Devil, that's a female boxer. Twice as nice. They sound like horses. They're not, it's a dog. It should be like Fluffy or, Cuddles or something like that, right? Not that, that's not a name. That's no, who names that? You're bad. Bad. Give him a name. Rumor's okay. But there's like 12, and it's not even a fun name. It's a name that weird people who spend too much time with their animals give it. That is all I'm saying. Don't get all mad at me. See you out there going, that's not very nice. Man, a lot of people are all about getting chipped. I would. If somebody told me today they could double my brain power. And they can monitor my body from top to bottom. Imagine knowing that you had cancer before anything else could detect it. Who in God's name wouldn't do that? But then you're going to have to go out and you're going to have doctor engineers. You're going to have people in white coats that have to plug you in. But I'm okay with that.
Well, look what they're doing with cars. Okay, you can't work on your car now because it's a copyright infringement. What are you going to do
copyright
now?
Copyright infringement? Oh, that's true. Chad's copyrighted. Well, we expect that, though. Chad's pretty cool. You would want to copyright that. Speaking of copyrighted, maybe you need somebody to help you with your copyright. Maybe you need somebody to help you along the way in your business, because as we know, business is starting to make a good move. That means you need more employees. The hardest thing in the world to do is find good employees. Sometimes not even about finding customers. It's finding the good, right, and fit for you. How can you do that? Well, you can take one fishing pole and fish in a giant pond. Or you could have 100 fishing poles or a giant net. Which would you like to do? Which one's going to catch more? Exactly. ZipRecruiter.com can help you be that giant net. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your jobs. So you got a job, one click, 200 sites, bam! Social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, boom, click, way, go, winner, winner. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And it is very much an easy-to-use interface. Time is money. Money is time. You don't have a lot of either right now because you're growing your business and you're throwing everything at it. Let us help you with both. No juggling emails or calls. Quickly treat candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. It will help you. And right now, the listeners of the Chad Benson Show, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com, and for free, you can post your job. Post it by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Chad Benson Show listeners, post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. You will be happy you did. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Seabreeze was the name of one of those dogs, a male Irish setter, but they also called it Adrian. How do you even get that? I don't get it. You can email us. You can also tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Lovely day as we get you over the hump. Oh, don't worry. What do you see the saucy next hour is going to be like? Saucy, I say. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.